Our guest at the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper, the executive director of Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Good morning.
Good morning, John Bart.
Bart, long time since we've talked to you.
I know. You're looking well.
Well, thank you. You too. The Follies in Greenville just recently were completed, and give us a report on that.
Well, it was a lot of folly. It was fun. We had several of our volunteers, including our director of operations, Mary Cooper, my wife, participate this year as one of the dancers and singers. Those folk are very committed to what they do.
Yeah.
It was a great two nights of performances. From that, we were their sole beneficiary this year, and from that, they were able to raise $49,500 for Community Seeds.
Mercy.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's very good, my friend. Very good.
That is not bad.
They are great people, led this year by Mandy Stewart, and just great leadership. Incredible folk. Incredible folk.
Yeah. And now that money goes to your incubator kitchen.
It does. It does. You know, we originally received $99,900 towards the incubator kitchen. And that was just a good start, as they say, because it's an old building that we're refurbishing.
And where did that money come from?
That money came from the USDA. We are the only incubator kitchen funded by the USDA in the state of Texas.
Mm.
So the funds that the Follies have given us will help us, hopefully, to finish that kitchen off. So we're in the process of cleaning up the old building. It was built in 1869. So one of the oldest building in Lone Oak, Texas, but a beautiful building. It's right at the corner of 69 and Main Street in Lone Oak. But we're in the process of getting the logistics done on getting it cleaned up and getting our contractors ready. So it's going to be a great time. And the Follies, to have their footprint in it, is going to be a wonderful thing for South Hunt County.
Oh, that's great. And we've talked about the incubator kitchen before, but just briefly, this will help people learn how to become chefs or food preparers of one kind or another, and also help people to prepare their own food that they want to put out on the market for sale.
You're absolutely right, John Mark. Anyone who might be a caterer who would need a place to start preparing their foods, a safe environment, they could come and use the kitchen. It's expensive to do that kind of a operation out of your own home because the equipment is so expensive. We'll have all the finest equipment available for someone to do that. Or if someone's trying to break into the restaurant business, they'll learn food handling safety. We're going to teach culinary arts from the campus. So it's going to be a great opportunity. And in the front of it, we're going to have a country store.
Yeah.
So the best of the product that comes out of the back from the kitchen, we'll sell in our country store.
Any idea when that might be ready to open the doors?
I would say, first of all, I'd say, Lord willing, this time next year.
Yeah.
This time next year, Lord willing.
Well, that'll
be sooner, but that gives me I'm painting a broad,
right,
broad stroke with that.
Right. So. Well, that would be good. You know, next year's good. That's very good. Bert Cooper is with us this morning. He's the executive director of Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Another event coming up soon, and this is the Brandit Ranch Rodeo Saturday, May 17th. In Sulphur Springs, and this is another thing that will benefit Community Seeds.
You're right, John Mark, and it's Saturday, May 16th in Sulphur Springs at the Civic Center there. The Brandit Ranch Rodeo folk have been extremely kind to us. This year, we're the sole beneficiary of their funds from the Brandit Ranch Rodeo. Last year, they had about 3,000 people in there. It's exciting, top-notch rodeo. It's the real deal. And they have some also some events for kids, as well as some goofy events like bull milking contest. And until you see it, it's hard to believe that somebody's that brave.
Yeah, about to say.
But it's good. They're under the leadership this year of Josh Hitchcock from Bull Creek Cowboy Church. And basically, it's the gathering of six cowboy churches in the area. That the closest one here is led by Oliver Mowat, Cross Trails Cowboy Church. They do a great rodeo, and they are great funders of Community Seeds.
And there's an indoor arena in Sulphur Springs.
There is an indoor arena, and that's why they've taken it to Sulphur Springs, to kind of take the elements out of it. They used to be at the Hunt County Fairgrounds, and they may, again, be there someday. But for now, that's where they hold it, and it certainly takes what we've been getting for the last month out of the loop, the rain, the inclement weather. It's a beautiful facility.
And that is Saturday, May 16th.
And it'll start at 11 a.m., free food. all of the cowboy churches bring their chuck wagons, and they make food out of these big Dutch ovens, and it's to die for. It's worth coming just for the food. And the ticket's only $5. Yeah. And that $5 ticket, they put it in a raffle, and you can actually win a $500 shotgun and trips and things just for the same $5 ticket. So it's a great family value.
What a deal, Bert. What a deal. All right, listen, hey, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you, John Mark, for having us on.
Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.